Everybody doing tonight? Amen. Blessing to be in church. We could say blessed, right? We're blessed by the Lord. That unsaved people, they don't know. They don't know what it is to be happy, to be joyful. They may be temporarily happy, but they're not permanently joyful like we are as Christians. We have permanent joy because it comes from Jesus. So there's many different pages of the bulletin. Does anybody need one? Raise your hand. We'll be happy to get one to you. All right. Just by way of announcements, we look forward to having Missionary Daniel. You can call him Missionary Daniel. You can call him Mr. Daniel. You can call him Brother Daniel. Just don't do what I did this morning, and I said just Brother Daniel. There's two Brother Daniels in the church now, so you got to call him Brother Rivolo, maybe. Brother Rivolo. At any rate, so however you want to call him, but we're looking forward to hearing him preach tonight. What's that?
Dan.
Okay, so you're Dan. He's Daniel. Okay.
Danny.
He's Danny. Okay. Dan and Danny. Okay. There, that's a good way to do it. Mr. Dan to the kids and the teens. They have to call you by Mr. or Missionary or Brother. Respect. We want to teach them respect. My dad, he always said, don't ever call an adult by their first name. You know, that's very disrespectful. So we teach our children to do the same. Okay, you can call them Uncle So-and-so or Aunt So-and-so, but never just their first name. All right, so that's important. Respect. You hear that, young people? Respect is very important in this day and age, okay? Call your adult, your elders by what name? Yes, very good. Zion was listening very attentively. That was good. Aunt, uncle, Mr., Mrs. Okay. All right, then just by way of announcements, tonight we'll be decorating. We have the posters ready to go. We have a full scene right up here that we're going to put across. Then the teen room, we have a full scene for the teen room in the next room that Brother Dan is going to be leading in there with Mr. Stahl. Then, and if you'd like to host them for dinner, I believe there is one night this week that's available. I believe Tuesday night, so if anyone wants for Tuesday night. All right, and then just by way of other announcements, this Thursday is the VBT Fair set up, 9:30 a.m., so come on out, help us out, get ready for the fair outside. And then this Saturday morning at 10 a.m., we'll be giving out blitzing. We're going out blitzing. That means just giving people a packet. Hey, we're from Northfield Baptist Church, and we'd like to invite you to our vacation Bible time. Do you have any children or teenagers? And if they don't, say, oh, that's no problem. Here's the gospel message for you. How you can know Jesus as your Savior, and how you can know the most important thing, your sins are forgiven. Then Camp Calvary Summer Camp is there as well. All right, any other announcements that need to be mentioned? Are there any other announcements? Could have some first-time visitor with us tonight, Brother Larry Boyd. Good to have you, Brother Larry. He goes to church just about every Sunday with his sister, and be in prayer for his mom. What's her name?
Margaret.
She just lost Larry, and his mom just lost his dad about 2 months ago. Was it 2 months ago? And he was a World War II veteran. World War II veteran. He was 92 years old. So be in prayer for Brother Larry, and then also his mom Margaret is in the hospital. So let's pray for her as well. So, all right. Any other announcements that need to be mentioned? Anything else? Okay. At this time, we'll ask our ushers to come. Yes, Karen. He's trying to escape for his birthday. Yes. We cannot let him escape for his birthday. Hey, yeah, wait a second. We asked if there were any birthdays, Mr. Sir. Okay, be sure your birthday will find you out. There we go. They're very good. I'm glad she did. We don't have John to remind us of some of those things, so. All right, at this time, let us bow together in prayer, and we're also going to pray for Miss Margaret, Larry's mom in the hospital. tonight. Let us pray.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this ministry, and we thank you for the way that you take care of us.
Amen.
At every turn. And we know that all we need to do is to remain in your will and to stay away from those things that aggravate you or cause you pain. We just ask,
Amen.
Lord, that you would continue to provide the support for this work as we seek to give a larger footprint in the community.
Amen.
We know that this is scriptural. We know that we're going in the right direction with this. But what we really need is a firm showing of support for it. We know that
Amen.
The expenses have gone up almost just multiplied practically over what they used to be. And we know, Lord, that your provision is coming in. But we just ask that you would continue to provide and continue to sustain this work. And
Amen.
We just ask that you would make whatever changes are necessary, that this work might be able to go forward in exactly the fashion that you would have. We just pray, Lord, that you would suit a blessing to each gift as well as to each giver as we seek your face in the manner of our giving. With Margaret's in the hospital, we just ask, Lord, that you would totally take control of all the situation there and that nothing would be out of control. We just ask that you would send her exactly the right people at the right time to take care of any need that she might have. And more than that, Lord, we ask that you might take personal charge of her healing. And we just ask, Lord, that you would work a mighty work, that we might be able to heap praises upon you for the results that we can have in faith that's going to come forth. We just thank you so much, Lord, for being part of this ministry. We just ask that we would be able to discharge our duties here for this work in a very admirable way. We just ask that you would continue to energize us and guide us as we would seek to do your will in this area. And we ask these things this night in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Curse books, and we all I think know this song. In the curse books, page 59,
and we can sing this with just to get a plain.
Okay, page 59. Let us stand as we sing this hymn. We seem to sing louder and better when we stand. So let us stand, Mr. Pat. Just one verse and chorus, and we are done with it. We have heard the joyful song. Jesus saved, Jesus saved. hiding all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Share the news to every land. Climb the steep and cross the wave. Onward there's the Lord command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Second verse. Give the reins, the mighty voice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the nations rejoice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free. Highest hill and deepest gate. Onward goes the victory. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Amen. Good singing. You may be seated. And at this time, Pastor, you would like to introduce your speaker for tonight?
One other thing I wanted to say was good to have Larry with us. He's been helping Esther and I at the Meadowview service over the years since I started coming there. About 9 years. Is that about right? 5 years? 3 years. Okay, 3 years. He's been a faithful attender over there. We're thankful for Brother Larry. All right, were there any quick testimonies? As Missionary Dan comes up, any quick testimonies, what you're thankful for tonight? What are you thankful to God for? Yes, Carol.
I have a combination. I do have a phrase, but I also have a prayer request. Right before you pulled in with the van, Tim called our son from Kentucky and told us that Tony Yoder's house just burned down.
Oh, no.
The firemen are still there.
Oh, no.
So if we could pray for Tony with all of his other problems and now this.
Mm.
So, of course, what he needs most is to stay close to the Lord. Interestingly, we had an incident near our house this morning, but I prayed the Lord for safety because it very well could have turned into a fire which would have included the woods across the street, but it didn't. The firemen got there, all four trucks in time, police, ambulances, a car, I'm not sure why or how it happened, but a car got on fire, like I've never seen a car on fire before. Lots of flames, tall flames, many flames, but God protected, as far as I know, everybody. It was just the car that was destroyed. So I do praise him. I praise him for his protection.
Amen. I think the car hit the telephone pole because I saw the burn marks and everything right next to the telephone pole.
Okay.
All right. Anyone else? A blessing to share tonight? Yes, Lamar.
Thank you for the actually have to listen to, but I also have a combination just like perfect.
Okay.
Right for the 9/11 1-1 is about a wizard is
family. Oh. Pray for the 9/11 first responders. Many of them have cancer now, and so let's pray for them as some are clinging on to life. Let's pray for, most importantly, the gospel message to get to them, and pray for the full funding that's needed for them. All right, and then Michelle had two wisdom teeth out, right? So let's pray for Michelle. All right, anyone else? Yes, Esther.
I'm thankful to God for the Reverend Rivella and his wife, and that's an answer to prayer. So that we come back with school since we were hoping that we would be able to help, but since we're not here, we're thankful that God answered prayer in that respect so that we can be able to go forward with that.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, big answer to prayer. We had another couple that was coming, and their immigration papers for his wife that was due the week of BBT, so they couldn't come. But then Danny said, "Wait, I know some people." So the Lord closed one door and opened another, and just amazing how in 6 days everything came through for both of you. So I called the other guy back. I said, hey, we were both puzzled. Why didn't this work out? Disappointed, discouraged. But then I called him back this past week, and I said, oh, don't worry. The Lord is in control. He brought another couple from Argentina. And so God is in control. Yes, Brother Danny.
that's not how the Lord works. It's 100%. The confidence is the assurance. It's something that's guaranteed. Of course, you know, sharing with them about for a month. The strategy you gave me and the information that I gave to them. We're very, very respectful as well. So we planted that seed of, you know, what he or Christ is as a Savior. And that's the only way. It's not by how we do love. It's not maybe we're taught as a child. It's not how many times we got baptized. It's a direct one-on-one relationship with our Lord and Christ. You know, accepting him as our Savior and taking our place on the cross. But he has that whole seed in his heart right now, and he's also at the right for it.
Amen. All right, so let's pray for Josephine and Jacqueline and Angelica. Okay. And then also pray for a man named Chandler I got to witness to this week at the Altamare dentist's office in Pennsylvania. I was there, and his name is Chandler. He, Episcopal, wondering why the Lord was still had him alive, near-death experiences, and I shared with him, he's an older man, I said, it's because the Lord wants you to be saved, you know, you need to be born again. So Chandler, after about 45 minutes, he said, yes, I want to do that, and it's right there in the dentist's office. It was nice, because they were checking on me, you know, because they didn't want to call anybody in or have Chris go back out. So it's nice to be in a Christian business where they literally are working around you to witness to someone in the waiting room. So it's not too many businesses like that, but the Lord will bless them. And so pray for Chandler as he made a profession. Then also another man today, this afternoon, Lydia and I went over to Meadowview. That's where, of course, we saw Larry again, and Larry closed in prayer at the service there. But a man in a wheelchair who doesn't have much, his mind is all there, but his speech is not there. And so I asked him, have you ever heard the gospel? And he kind of mumbled something, you know, and I couldn't tell what it was. So I said, oh, I'm going to take advantage of this. You know, he can't really say no or yes. So I went over with the John and Romans and read him the Romans Road. I said, are you ready to meet the Lord? Would you like to trust Christ as your Savior? And he mumbled something, just trying to, it was very hard to understand him, but at least went through the whole plan of salvation, you know, I even went through a simple prayer in case he wanted to go through it with me. You know, only the Lord knows if he did or not, and if, you know, his heart was in it or not, but at least we gave him an opportunity. So pray for him. I don't even know his name. I tried to look on the wheelchair for it, but he's very, very mentally there. So pray for him as well, a gentleman at Meadowview. Good to have John Watkins back with us. Welcome, John. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Any prayer requests? We're just kind of taking praises or prayer requests. Should be equal access.
Yeah.
All right. Let's pray for that prison in Mississippi there. Pray for this Equality Act that's going through Congress. Pray that it gets turned down, because it would literally make it against the law to preach, and also for, you know, men to be in ladies' restrooms, etc. It's going to create a whole new can of worms. So pray for this Equality Act. Freedom of speech and freedom of religion are under attack if this passes. So pray for this Equality Act to get turned down in the Senate. All right, anyone else? Yes, Patty. Amen. Amen. All right, amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let us go to prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray, we know that you are in control of all these situations.
Amen.
We thank you that you are a great God. And Heavenly Father, we pray you'd be with Tony Yoder and his family, his son, TJ, and their loss of their house tonight. Lord, we pray you just put your comforting hands upon them. And most importantly, that they would come close to you during this time, and if any in the family are not saved, that they would trust Christ, and any friends. Pray for a car fire this morning, that for that person, that they're not saved, that they would trust Christ as well. We pray for Michelle with her two wisdom teeth out. Pray you'd put your healing hands upon her. Pray for the 9/11 first responders that are suffering, Lord. We pray just put your healing hands upon them and comforting hands. And most importantly, if any do not know Christ, that you would send Christians to them to minister to them the gospel at this very important time in their life. And we pray that the funding would go through for them to be fully funded. And we pray also for this man, we pray for the man who pulled up this afternoon, what's the name?
Arnold.
Okay, pray for Arnold and the family, Lord. We pray that you'd help him to be saved, help him to think on the verses that he reads in the gospel tract, that you would just really get a hold of his heart, that he would not have any peace until he trusts Christ as Savior. Pray for Chandler, who made a profession this past week. We pray you'd help him, Lord, to go to church with Chris Robin and the Calvary Baptist Church there in Elkins Park. And pray for Jacqueline, Angelica. Pray for the prison ministries there that Brother Watkins is working on there with Bible for Today. Lord, we pray you just bless that ministry and help many souls to be saved through it and disciples there in prisons all around the country and around the world. We pray you'd also be with our Congress, that they would not pass this Equality Act, and the president, that if it goes to his desk, that he would not sign it, that they would see through the agenda by those who hate you and those who want to turn our nation into a homosexual nation, Lord. We know that that is an abomination, and that's what you judge Sodom and Gomorrah for, Lord. Help us to have more time, Lord, that we may share the gospel. And we pray you to bless Brother Dan as he preaches to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Going up, brother.
Okay, good evening. Eh?
Good
Good evening.
So, well, as maybe probably Danny told you, he told a lot of stories, but basically I just want to introduce myself and how we end up here. We, several years ago, like in the year 2000, like 19 years ago, we came to the States, and I will make this short because we have to go to the preaching. Danny was my boss, right? And started working here in America, and Danny was my boss. So I preached the gospel to him. The Lord was so strong with him then that he answered immediately. I don't remember, but it was a matter of, I preached to him for a few days, and after that I said, do you want to accept the Lord? Yes! Danny was ready. Yes, yes. And he wants to know about the Lord the next day, more and more. The very next day he accepted the Lord, I was singing hymns, and he was amazed. He said, that's marvelous, wonderful, beautiful words what you are singing. He was amazed with the Lord immediately. So after family things and stuff, we had to come back to Argentina, and our home church, we have different friends, and they started going here and there. And Danny went to one of our friends, the pastor Donald Wade. I don't know if you know him.
Don Wade?
Yes.
We're John's
okay, good. So that was in the year 2008, something like that. And after that, Danny kept going to Donald Wade Church, the Bible for Today. And he ended up here because Donald Wade, the pastor, has a meeting, special meeting over here, and Danny knew Pastor Jeremy. So the Lord working in different ways, you know, and he said to me this afternoon, Danny, we passed working, because we are working together, we passed so many times in front of this church, and we never knew that we have a faithful church just so close to us. So he was amazed with that. Okay, so as you see, the Lord is in control of everything, and is always helping us for good. I want to share with you, brothers, sisters, I want to share with you a little, some verses from the scripture. We find them in Matthew chapter 19. Okay, Matthew 19, we start reading in the verse 16. If any brother can read from verse 16 to 26, those 10 verses, can anyone read those verses? Because, of course, your English will be better than mine. So, please, go ahead, brother.
19.
Matthew 19, from the verse 16 to the verse 26.
And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He saith unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, brother. Well, this is a very well-known portion of the scriptures. All we went to Sunday school heard this more than once, and we have heard preachings about this. But the good thing is that the scripture is like living waters that always have new teachings for us. We can find more blessings even in portions that we have read so many times. How many times have you went through Psalm 23, but you are in trial and you read Psalm 23 and it's again new, refreshing for our souls. It is amazing how the Word has the power to comfort and lead us to salvation and to lead us in what to do with our lives. So I picked this portion of the scripture because of this man that came. Danny was telling this man Arnold, and I was amazed that when Danny and I started talking to him, he said, well, I know all this about accepting Jesus. I think I did it, and I know all those things. And he knew some stuff. Some. He was confused, but he knew some stuff. And I thought, it's like the rich man that came to Jesus, because he came to Jesus with a religious background, a weird, confused. He got some of Mormons, he had some, what else, Danny, he said, Jehovah Witness, a big mix of things. But the important thing is that he has, in his own view, a very religious background. He know what you were trying to tell him. He already know. He has that approach, and you can see this, because this man, the rich man, came to Jesus and says that the first thing he says to him that let me see, because I have to look in the both Bibles. Good teacher, good master, what good thing shall I do? Good master. And the Lord said to him, Why you call me good? You know the meaning of this. That was exactly what happened with this man. He called the master, he called Jesus good. And Jesus said to him, Why you call me good? There is only one that is good. Who is? God. If you think that a person is not what the person you think, you start the wrong way with that person. If I think that Hannah is from America, I will get wrong because she's from Argentina. I get the wrong communication. And this man came to Jesus with the idea that Jesus was a man. He was a good master. That's why the Lord says to him, there is only one that is good, and that one is God himself. You cannot say other thing that you are God. The Lord was pushing him for him to say, okay, you are not a master, you are God. The problem is when we think, or people think, that they know Jesus, but they know him only as a good master, not as God, not as a savior. Do you remember Nicodemus? He has the same thing. He came to Jesus and he said, good master, and he was very respectful and everything. And even he says, we know no man can do this miracle if God is not with him. Even though he didn't recognize Jesus as Savior yet. We don't know what happened at the end of Nicodemus' life. But to that point, he didn't even understand he was dealing with God himself. Was God here on the earth? And that's the wrong way people approach to Jesus Christ. The right way to approach to Jesus is what Peter did. Remember Matthew, when the Lord asked, what do you think? Who am I? And Peter said, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. That's the perfect answer. That's the right way. I am dealing with God. One of the things that are, in my opinion, could you correct me, Pastor, that movies sometimes give us the wrong picture of what Jesus was, are very disrespectful, and they make a good man with good teachings, doing good to people. It wasn't just a regular man. It was God here on earth.
Amen.
And in movies, usually put some people, but it's not according to what you see in the scripture. It was a bigger revolution in Jerusalem. When he fit, there was 5,000 men plus family, so we have to think of around 10,000 in a meeting. Can you imagine a man that heal people, that can stop storm, that can reproduce food? That was shocking for everybody. And those miracles have the purpose for the people to say, okay, there is no doubt, this is God. This is not a regular man that is speaking as very smart with his preaching. No, it was God on earth. So the only right way to approach to Jesus was to recognize him, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that's the work that a faithful church has to do. We have to preach the gospel, because sometimes people think they had been preached the gospel, but they are confusing them with religious stuff, with activities. And that's the work that the Lord gives to a faithful church, a church that tries to be faithful. I was so glad to hear this morning Pastor Jeremy preaching. I'm not saying because he's here, because if not, will be a sin before God. Trying to say good things of the that's not right. But definitely, I was so happy, because this is the preaching that can save. This is the preaching that can save. First things first, okay, Jesus is God. Jesus is not a master. Jesus is not teaching philosophy. Jesus is not teaching be good. Jesus is God. First things first, and Jesus is God Almighty, is one of the persons of the Trinity, and he went down and became a man. He is fully God, fully man. And after that, if you keep reading, you see how this man, after the Lord gave him the chance to recognize he is God, the Lord says one thing to this man: keep the commandments. Keep the commandments. And this is to show the reality of your life. You see, and you, I think you know, when you try to preach to persons, maybe the toughest ones are the good ones, the good parents, the good mothers, the good guys around, and they don't understand really about sins and about salvation because they say, I'm a good guy. They are not tough. The good guys, sometimes, not always, but the hard ones are the ones that are easier to preach because they immediately understand what sin is. But the good people, come on, I'm good. What are you talking about? Sins. I'm a good guy. And you can see this man says to the Lord, okay, which ones? And the Lord patiently, like always, come on, it's God, the creator of the universe. Patiently he says, well, I will tell you which ones. And he starts giving some commandments to him. And on the end of that, he says, okay, I do all that. What lack I yet? He's saying like, okay, what else? When they give you a job to do, when you say, what else? When you finish the job. If you are doing it, you start, what else? No, you first finish what you are doing, and when you finish, you say, okay, what else? This is what this guy is saying. What else? I do all these commandments. You do. You do all the commandments. And here starts a problem. And that's what I say to people when I preach to them, and they think they are good. They are good people. And maybe they are in human standards. But what about God's standards? What about Jesus' standards? Can anyone read Matthew 5:21?
Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment.
Okay, so here among the list of commandments says you shall not kill. Now let's read 22, the next verse. Can you?
But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire.
Hell fire? Why? So, you think you not kill, but what about when you get angry with your brother? Mm-hmm. The Lord counts that as killing. I'm in trouble. One commandment I cannot follow. Because I don't know you, but sometimes I get angry. Did you ever get angry with a brother or someone in your family? Never, never? Please don't disappoint me. I know, I remember, they point, and we always have one to point, and to ourselves. We have to point ourselves, definitely. Wow, it's getting complicated, the standard. We are not that good people as we think. What about Matthew 5:28? Another brother can read Matthew 5:28. Go ahead. So, another commandment that is easily broken. What's the Lord trying to do with this man? He's trying to lead him, of course, to salvation. But first things first, I am God. Second, you are a sinner. Maybe you never killed, but in God's eyes, you are almost there. Maybe you didn't do a lot of really bad things, but in your in God's eyes, He sees what is in your heart. Can you imagine those things, brethren? I don't know how much time do I have. You tell me, brother, because I have to adapt to you. It's not, what?
15 minutes.
Okay. I will tell you a dream I had. Nothing mystic, nothing magic. It's just a dream. You know, when you eat too much, you have dreams. I have a dream. Many years ago. Many. Even before coming to America the first time. And I was dreaming that I was going to heaven. And I was flying. Not like Superman. We were flying straight. And very good. Going like with a church cloth. We were this way. I start passing, flying. And I was with Hannah. And my family passed. Hey, hello. Hello. We are going to heaven. We are going to heaven. And we keep flying. High speed, no wind. It was my dream. I was flying, there was no wind, and approaching to a huge, mega church building. But nothing like that exists on earth. It was a mega building. And I was approaching and land, and we were going to a big church. But thousands, millions, and you have to be in a row with millions waiting for your turn. And we were approaching, and imagine you have a door there. Actually, it was in my dream was that place. And imagine you have a door there, and I was in a row over there. So I cannot see inside the church. I'm saying just a dream, nothing magic. But it has a teaching, a little teaching. And as I get inside, as people get inside, I just only can see some light coming, strong light coming from the front. And I see, just looking around, that people kneel and go and take a seat. But somehow, I know in my dream that when you do that, the Lord can see the whole life, your whole life. Every detail, every word you said, I knew somehow that the Lord was like an X-ray for my soul in that very moment. When I realized that, you know what? My heart started beating. But fast. I was stressed and I was happy at the same time. But I knew the Lord will know everything of me. And I knew the Lord will cover with the blood of Jesus my sins. But anyway, He will know. I will know all my sins. And when I was going to enter, I wake up and I was excited and I said, "Ah!" And my heart was beating. And Hannah, "Are you okay?" "Yes, I'm okay." But just we have a gracious God. But at the same time, He is a judge that will judge us. And because of Jesus, we will not go to the judgment we deserve. We will have that protection. Jesus is our shield. That's not poetry. That's real. Jesus is our shield. He is covering us. Well, I recall the dream. And wow, it's just a dream. Nothing, you know, magic. Charismatics will take this. Oh, they have just a dream. Nothing.
Don't preach a message on it.
Eh? No, don't preach. I'm just telling you because you are knowing me, and it's just nothing. It even has mistakes in doctrine. But the point was that. The Lord will see everything of us. The list that the brother was giving this morning, why not sin? You have to pass me that list.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. How the Lord is so merciful, and how big is the work of Jesus Christ for us.
Amen.
We don't recall verses like the Romans 6:23 that says, "For the wages of sin is death." Thank God the bears keep going and says, "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ." Brethren, the work of the Lord is even more amazing than we can understand. Well, this man was trying to approach with his religious point of view, but he has no the right approach, saying, not understanding that he was dealing with God, and not understanding that he was a sinner, and the list that he thought he was fulfilling, he was, like other men, a failure. That list, you err in one point and you are guilty of every point. So the Lord gives him answer to what else, and he says, okay, what you have to do is you have to sell everything and follow me. For years I was shocked with that, you have to sell everything, and didn't realize, because in our human mind we always think first in money. But I didn't realize that the key word in this was not the selling. That's important. But the killing, the key word here is follow me. Follow me. I purchased you with my blood. Now you have to follow me. This is not for something that has not a cost. You have to follow me. We have to take the cross and follow the Lord. Can anyone read Mark 8:24? Go ahead, please. Just read it.
And he looked up and said, "I see men as trees walking."
No, sir. Mark 8:24.
Yeah, that's what she read.
Ah, yes?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so maybe with switching the Bible, the verse that says, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." That's the right way to approach Jesus. Why? Because he said it. There is no other way. You have to take his cross, your cross, and follow him. How do I know I'm not forcing the scriptures? Because sometimes we can force scriptures to accommodate that to our preaching. If you go to the same story, but in Mark 10, let me see if I have it right. Yes, 10:21. Now, please read it, the poor girl. Mark 10:21. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Wow. You see the little detail that Mark add to the same story? He said that, take up your cross. Follow me. That's the idea of become a Christian. To accept Jesus as our Savior. He wants to be our master. He wants us to follow Him. But the miracle is that through the Holy Spirit we we find happiness in following Him. Amen. The people on the world, I think you were saying this morning, they say, you're crazy, it's boring. No, it's not boring. There is no better place for us to be now. We don't want to be at home wasting our time. We are happy here. Why? Because the Lord purchased us, because the Holy Spirit is saying, yes, it's nice to be in church, listening and preaching, singing to the Lord, and trying to be faithful to Him. That is taking the cross. That is taking the cross. Even, you know, taking the cross is just paying attention to a preaching. Because we all have problems. We all tend to distraction because we have a lot of things in our lives. But just we worship our God. We take our cross, paying attention to a preaching, singing with all our heart. We come to help to the pastor with all the programs he has. That is taking the cross. I don't want to be at home. I don't want to be wasting my life. I just want to take the little piece, the little cross the Lord is giving me. He took the big cross. We have a little cross to take and follow Him. And as a miracle, that makes us happy. It's not wonderful, brethren, what the Lord makes now in our lives? I am getting old and still amazed of the work of Jesus on the cross. It was not like just a single thing for beginners. We have years and years in the faith and we'll keep being amazed by God's work and His love of salvation. It's amazing. Amazing. Well, the end of the story is that this man left and the disciples, they say, well, this is impossible. This is an impossible task. And what Jesus answered to them? That for God nothing is impossible. He's talking about what? About the prosperity gospel? The prosperity gospel used this verse very much. Everything is possible for God. So you realize, you mentalize, you will have a Mercedes-Benz and you will have it. No. He's talking about the same issue. It's not took out of context. He's talking about salvation. Our salvation without the intervention of God, without Jesus' work, would be impossible. Because we are guilty of everything. Maybe we have not a that bad life, but in God's eyes, we are sinners. And we need desperately to hold Jesus and accept Him. I don't know every one of you, I'm new here. I hope everyone is from the Lord. But if not, please, please take this seriously. Please don't reject the Lord, because He came just to that. That a person by mistake gets inside the church and end up here and receive the gospel. To my boss, to become a Christian. And you can say everyone your story. But if, I say again, if, I don't know you, all of you, but if anyone don't have the Lord, please, please, don't let it go, don't go home without having this in your heart and say, yes, I want you to be my master. I want you to save me, but I want you to be my master. I want you to be the leader of my life. Brethren, thank you so much for having me. Forgive me my bad English. I will improve with the days coming. I promise. I was reading my Bible in English, but I have to read more. And it's, believe me, it's very difficult. But at the same time, I know the Lord glorifies himself using the less of the earth, the less important people, people that barely can speak, even those can share the wonderful news of the gospel. May the Lord bless you. Do I want me to pray?
Yes, please.
Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the blessing of Jesus Christ. He is our best blessing. He is the best blessing we can receive. The Lord himself coming, looking for us, and taking us to heaven. Amen. We want to be grateful. Help us, O Lord, to be faithful to you, to live according to what you expect of your sons, your daughters. Help us, O Lord, to please you. We want to give our lives to you. We ask for all the activity this church is having on summertime, that you help the church and pastor and all the brothers, sisters, and with the purpose to share the gospel and to win souls for your glory. We say all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Let's turn our hymn book as we close this service. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. It's in our blue hymn book. Number 826. 826. Let's all stand together as we sing the song. I'm going to ask Brother Daniel to come on up here. Brother Dan, come up here and stand up at the altar. Let's sing right in front there. And if you need to come for any reason, maybe you want counsel from the Word of God, or maybe you just want to come and kneel at the altar and just anew and afresh rededicate your life. 826, I have decided to follow Jesus, and let God do his work. Maybe there's a cross that Jesus wants you to bear and you're not willing to take it up yet. Wouldn't it be great tonight to give that over to the Lord and say, yes, Lord, I will obey. I will do what you want me to do. I will go to church as the doors are opened. I will sacrifice my time from myself, realizing you have given all things for me. I will follow you fully. Would you come as we sing this song, 826?
I did to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though no one join me, still I will follow.
Would you come and kneel at the altar? Tell the Lord how much you love him. Tell him what you want to give over to him. Would you come? With our heads bowed.
Till I will follow. No turning back. No turning back.
We're going to change keys on the third verse.
The world behind me will grow before me.
Would you come?
The world behind me.
Play through that next verse. as we think and pray and ask the Lord, is there anything that we are not taking up for Him that He wants us to take up for Him, take up our cross? We'll have Hannah play. Close in prayer, and we invite you to please stay with us so we can just put the posters on the wall. We have thumbtacks, a lot of different thumbtacks. That's what we normally use. And anywhere we can't use thumbtacks, we use tape. And we just want to put the different posters on the front wall and the teen room wall and then in the hallway. So if you can help us with that, that'd be great. Let us close in prayer at this time. Brother Watkins, yes, give some.
As of today, Tim and family have also taken in two kids from their youth group who have been living under terrible circumstances.
Mm.
Their parents are in jail, and they'll be living with Tim and Aaron, a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old. So they have legal papers drawn up that will keep them with them for a couple months. So please pray for these children.
Amen. All right, let's pray for the 12-year-old and the 15-year-old. And let's pray for the Hodges as they leave Thursday for 10 days or so down to Florida. All right, and then pray for Tricia, who's traveling down to North Carolina as we speak. So pray for Tricia as well. Brother Watkins, would you close us?
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening. We thank you and praise you for a message given tonight by Brother Rivolo. We thank you for his being able to be here for this internship.
Amen.
We ask that you bless the church and various ministry. Yes, you be able to hide as they go away down to the islands on this short trip, probably not necessarily vacation, but to work, and hopefully, Lord, we'll be working for you, Lord, by bringing the gospel message to some of those that they know from down there. Father, we ask that you be with Tim, with his family. They take these people that they've taken in to their home. And whatever their needs are, Lord, I know you'll provide them. Keep an eye on Tricia and Evan and Justin with their trip down to see Ethan's wedding. Lord, we pray for these things. And I'm sure there's some things that I forgot, Lord. You know what each of these requests are. Again, we thank you and praise you, most of all, for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die on that cross of Calvary.
Amen.
Shed his blood and make atonement for our sins, Lord. Your word says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And the blood of bulls and goats was not sufficient enough to do that. We needed the perfect sacrifice, and the only way that could be done, as you determined in eternity past, long before you even the foundation of the earth, that the only way it could be done is that you would have to come yourself. You came and your son, in the form of man, to make such a sacrifice. We thank you and praise for that, Lord. We ask again that you bring us back together, and that we always remember that as your word says, they will not forsake the assembling of yourselves as the manner of some is, Lord. And we ask that you bless the different ministries of this church, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. We have the posters right here.